5 to go. First down markers at the 20-yard line, and now we have a timeout on the field, and it's going to be called by Harbor Beach. Their second of the second half with 6:50 remaining in the third quarter. Harbor Beach leading 7-0 over the Marlette Red Raiders.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Harbor Beach facing a 2nd and 5, 6:50 remaining in the third quarter. We have a scoring update from USA and Cass City. It's now a running clock situation in the third quarter. Cass City scores again, 35-0 over USA. T formation for the Pirates. Kirsch is under center, 3 men in the backfield. Trying to go for a hard count there, and he gets the, it's going to be an end around, and they're going to bring Jason Gaffke back and down in the backfield. They're going to say forward progress had him stopped at the 30-yard line for a 5-yard loss.
Yeah, I like the play call there by Coach Shelke. It did not work out for them. McGinnis comes through the line of scrimmage, thought he was totally out of position, but at the reverse runs right into his arms. If he is not there, Gaffke gets around the end with no one in sight. So McKinney makes a great play in the backfield for Marlette, because if he doesn't make that play, it's a big gain for Harbor Beach.
3rd and 10 from the 30-yard line. T formation, Kirsch is under center. There's the snap, looking back to pass. Goes down to Valmering. This one's picked off by number 7, Aaron Leffler. He's at the 30-yard line, still on his feet at the 35, and finally brought down number 66, Cody Boynton. Blacked out there for a second with 5:51 left in the third quarter. Another turnover for the Pirates, their 2nd interception of the night, gives Marlette the ball back at their own 34-yard line.
A nice play there by the defense. Leffler picks off the pass. He's back there at the safety position. He actually baits the quarterback into that throw. He tried to make a back shoulder throw. Leffler jumps the route on Valmering, takes it the other way. A huge momentum shift now as Marlette tries to break back to even. And, of course, what's killed Marlette so far on this half, the yellow handkerchief.
It's Disco Knight here again. 5-yard penalty on the false start. Pushes Marlette back 5 yards to roughly the 30-yard line now, 1st and 15.
These are some of the simple things that have killed Marlette this season. Some of these one-point games that they won earlier in the year may have been bigger victories, but they shoot themselves in the foot too many times. They get a big-time turnover, and then the very next play, first offensive possession, 5-yard penalty, putting their backs against the wall a little further. Now 1st and 15 for Marlette.
2 wide each way. McKinney in the shotgun. Has a man to his left and has a handoff to Ethan Stover. Around the left end. Trying to cut back in, back to the original line of scrimmage, and then some, about 2 more yards. It's going to be a 7-yard gain to the 37-yard line, brought down by Brady Kirsch out of the safety. 5.5 to play in the third.
And Marlette continuing to run the ball out of the shotgun, and that time the running back kicks it to the outside. The defensive backs are sticking with the wide receivers, not seeing the backfield, so the running back has a lot of running room and a full head of steam. Gets a nice gain on first down to get all that penalty yardage back. 2nd and 7.
Same formation, another handoff to number 23, Stover. He gets out to the 40-yard line for about a 3-yard gain, brought down by Cole Dukoski. Sets up now a 3rd down and 5 to go. First down marker is at the Marlette 45-yard line. They trail Harbor Beach 7-0.
Yeah, basically the same running play out of the shotgun this time. Instead of to the left, he goes to the right, right through the middle. Plenty of Harbor Beach defenders there to make the tackle. 3rd and 5 for Marlette.
Same formation. McKinney has Stover to his right, man in motion now. And it's a handoff to Knox in the Jets sweep. Harbor Beach trying to swarm to the ball. He has the first down across the 45 to the 46-yard line for a 6-yard gain and brought down by Brady Kirsch. Move the chains for Marlette.
It actually looked like the defensive backs of Harbor Beach did a good job taking away the sideline, forcing Brett Knox to go back up the middle, and that's exactly what he does. He cuts it upfield where Brady Kirsch ends up having to make the tackle, but it's too late as he gets a first down for Marlette.
It's now Cass City 42-0 over USA. 4:23 left here in our ball game. Harbor Beach leading Marlette 7-0. First and 10 from their own 46-yard line, left right across your radio. It's a handoff on the jet sweep to the left side this time to Zach Chappell, trying to get something. He has positive yards now across midfield and drags his defender out of bounds at the Harbor Beach 46, maybe 47-yard line for an 8-yard gain. Brady Kirsch with yet another tackle.
And Brady Kirsch coming from that deep safety position to come all the way to the sideline to make the tackle. Brandon Puff gets in the backfield, forces Chappell to go backwards about 5 extra yards, but he gets to the sideline, turns it upfield, and turns it into a very nice gain, 7 yards to be exact.
7-yard gain sets up a second down, 3 to go, 2 wide each way, staying in the spread formation. It's a handoff to Stover out of the backfield. He's close to the first down and actually on his second effort drags the pile forward past the first down marker. But as that's happening, we have a flag and it's going to be a face mask more than likely against Harbor Beach. A face mask against Harbor Beach, 5 yard of a 5-yard variety of that. So that will be, no matter what, an automatic first down inside the 40-yard line to the 38-yard line of Harbor Beach. Marlette putting a drive together here in the third quarter.
Well, and they get a penalty to go their way this time, so add 5 yards onto the run. An unintentional grabbing of the face mask by the defense. First and 10 now as Marlette now crosses the 40-yard line, 38 yards to pay dirt.
McKinney has Stover to his left, and he keeps it for himself. And McKinney is across the 35-yard line down to the 33-yard line, brought down by Evan Oswald after a 5-yard gain. Second down, 5 to go, Harbor Beach 7, Marlette nothing, 3.5 to play in the third quarter. Marlette started this drive at their own 34-yard line. They are at the Harbor Beach 34-yard line.
Evan Oswald, one of them big defensive linemen, 6'3", 225, senior, makes the tackle on the quarterback, does a nice job keeping the ball himself in the read option, knowing that the running back has been getting big gains on this drive.
Man in motion to the near sideline. It's a handoff to Brett Knox. And not much going there. Adam Swartz jumps out of his tackle and stops him in his track for no gain. Now third down, 5 to go.
Yeah, the running back Knox got impatient that time as he gets the ball and instantly goes upfield, did not take a loss. The jet sweep has been working better when they'd run and get around the outside of that defensive line and turn it upfield then. Got a little impatient, didn't let the play completely run out. Instead, takes a very short gain, maybe none at all.
5 to go on third down from the Harbor Beach 34-yard line. McKinney on the keeper, gets the first down, and then some. He's down to the 25-yard line and finally stopped at the 24 by Brady Kirsch in the secondary. Move the chains again for the Red Raiders.
Well, the quarterback now, Ethan McKinney, seeing the field a little bit better in the second half. His coach telling him to slow down a little bit at the half because instead he's making good decisions right now on this drive, handing it off to his running back when he thinks his running back has the best opportunity. And on the last two possessions or last two carries, he's pulled it back and kept it himself for nice gains. This one goes for a first down.
2 minutes, 20 seconds left in the third. Marlette moving down the field methodically. It's a handoff to Stover, tries to go through the gap. He's down to about the 20-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 4, brought down by number 62, Cole Dukoski. Clock continues to come down here. 2 minutes left in the third. Harbor Beach 7, Marlette nothing. Marlette marching down the field inside Harbor Beach's red zone.
That's Cole Dukoski's 5th tackle for Harbor Beach. That puts him at a tie for the lead. Cole Dukoski stepping up big time in the second half, making a few tackles down the stretch.
A 4-yard gain for Stover sets up a second down, 6 to go from the Harbor Beach 20.5-yard line. Left or right across your radio, 2 wide each way. McKinney in shotgun with Stover to his right. Knox in motion, and we have whistles flying, and it's going to be a false start against Marlette yet again. So march him back 5 yards, push him beyond 10 yards, maybe about 10.5. That's the second false start for Marlette in this half in their third offensive penalty on the night.
Second